Good morning, and welcome to part two. This is your holistic talk show host, Sharita Berry. And welcome to today's podcast as we continue where we left off. And this is part two as we talk about pathology and protocols pertaining to autism spectrum disorder. And I'm sharing a monograph that I wrote in 2019 for a class that I was taking for my master's. And it's entitled Autism Spectrum Disorder Monograph. And today we're going to pick up where I left off at on today. And today we're going to talk about allopathic diagnosis and treatment. So don't forget, this podcast is for educational purposes only, not intended to treat, cure, diagnose, and prevent sicknesses, illnesses or disease or mental health issues. If you're thinking about making any lifestyle changes to your health and wellness routine for yourself or your family, please consult with your medical doctor first. So we're going to go over allopathic diagnosis and treatment and on today, and this is part two. Remember, I always give references in the description so that when you go and do your own research, you can look at the references and you can compare them to your notes, as I did when I had to write my research and thesis paper. For those of y'all that had master's class, you know, you have to put a reference and in-text citation on all your thesis paper and all your research papers. And it was kind of tedious for me, but nonetheless, I got it done. In this paper, I think I got a 100%, got an A+ on this paper. So allopathic diagnosis and treatments pertaining to autism spectrum disorder in a monograph that I wrote in 2019. Children that have autism spectrum disorder at times are restricted, even obsessive, when it comes to their behaviors, interests, and some social activities. These symptoms can be found as follows. Repetitive body movements, rocking, spinning, moving continuously, and attachment to objects, which will be obsessive. These objects can include, but are not limited to, keys, light switches. According to Albert, 2018, there are other symptoms of autism spectrum disorder, such as abnormal tone in the voice, poor eye contact, difficult in language comprehension, flat speech, and there will be some inappropriate social behavior, according to the American Psychiatric Association 2013. So the symptoms to look out for are as follows below. Social changes, challenges, social communication, restrictive behavior, repetitive behaviors. Diagnosis. There isn't a way medically that autism spectrum disorder can be tested, but doctors tend to look at a child's behavior in their developmental stage, depending on their age. Autism spectrum disorder can be detected in children younger than 18 months old. There is something that is called comprehensive diagnostic evaluation and or screening, which is done. These types of screenings and diagnostic tests help to determine if there are any signs of or symptoms of autistic disorder, such as changes in behaviors, communication and interaction, and social skills, which are considered abnormal. Children can also have a learning disorder that can be a symptom and a diagnosis of autism spectrum disorder, according to the American Psychiatric Association 2013. Doctors give parents a checklist that asks certain questions, and questions can his or her peers range from how their child act or behave at home or out in the public. How well does the child interact with peers, his or her peers, just to name a few, according to American Psychiatric Association 2013. There's also other factors to why children develop autism spectrum disorder. This could range from GI abnormalities, inflammation, and infections within the body. Toxins can also be a reason for being diagnosed, according to NASA 2014. Treatment. While there is no cure, there are other treatment methods, but those who have autism spectrum disorder suffer from other mental conditions that medications are needed that are related to depression and insomnia. These are some of the treatments that comes to mind for treating autism spectrum disorder. No, I am not fully if these are effective in helping, but I have a sense I've seen psychologists suggest these treatment methods, such as below, according to Daniel Wood, 2013. ABA, Applied Behavior Analysis. ABA, Applied Behavior Analysis. Occupational therapy. Speech therapy. Pharmacologically therapy. CBT, cognitive behavior therapy. There are other conventional medications which are being used to help identify the genes or gene that may be responsible for autism spectrum disorder. Campert, 2013. And we're going to stop right there. And when we come back, we're going to talk about when to refer. That means when to refer to a counselor or therapist. And we're going to talk about integrated perceptive of cause when we come back. And specialized integrative analysis as well. So I thank you for tuning in today's podcast. And hope this podcast was informative to you. Remember, this podcast and all our podcasts is for educational purposes only. Not intended to treat, cure, diagnose, or prevent sicknesses, illnesses, or disease, or mental health issues. If you're thinking about making any lifestyle changes to your health and wellness routine for yourself and your family, please consult with your medical doctor first. Peace, deuces, and namaste. Thank you.